about a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago, right? And I,
right.
When I saw the Pistons, right, I suddenly realised that I wasn't alone in the fact that I couldn't play too well. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was in a group with all these people who could play quite well, you know? And I felt inferior because of it, you know? And when I saw the Pistons, I thought it was great because it just suddenly struck me that it didn't have to matter that much, you know?
Yeah.
And then I said to the other guys in my group, wow, what a great group. And they all went, right, and then these guys, I met these guys, and I thought they looked great. Yeah. And they said, they got a group, so I said I was interested. So we went, had a go with it. I just doing it.
You had the name, didn't you?
No, he's equal. He's a brains behind the group.
We say what we want, right, and people will either, like, catch onto it and get hold of it, right, and grasp what we've got, right, or they won't, right, and it's up to them, right? I mean, we ain't gonna, like, fucking preach and preach and preach, right, until it sounds like fucking nonsense, you know what I mean? Like, you can sound like some kind of evangelist.
But, talk about a single there, doesn't it?
No, well, I think I like it like that, because the first time we went to studio with a famous producer, he said to me, look, you cunt, you better pronounce the words right. So I made a big deal of it, and I really tried to pronounce it, and I just took all the piss out of it. You know, it just sounded like Matt Monro was doing it, right? So I said, oh, bollocks, I'm never doing that again. So, and like, to me, it's like Jamaican stuff, right? You know, you can't understand the Jamaican stuff until you listen to it about 100 times, right? And then you get it, right? But the same with this, right? If people can't understand it, then too bad. You know?
What you work in Wolves? Have you got any idea what you work in Wolves?
Well, I've got my idea, right?
Yeah.
But I only tell the other two about it when I feel like it, right? He's got his idea, right? And mostly I think it's rubbish, right? And he doesn't have any ideas at all.
Fuck off, you
cunt.
You don't know what they fucking are anyway.
See? That's how it is.
Like, I've got plenty of ideas.
Me and Jai have a great partnership, right? He won't let me live with him. Right? Because he was spoiling the guy's
career.
And also, we don't agree on hardly anything, right? Because, like...
But we are working on the same thing, aren't we?
Joe is more salt of the earth. Basically, we hate each other, right? Because we're jealous of each other most of the time, right? For serious different things, right? We're always in competition.
I don't hate you, I don't think enough of you to hate you.
I hate the fucking both of you,
okay? I really hate you as well.
How do you write, when you write songs, you know, and you get an idea or...
Yeah, like, we get ideas, right, and like, at the moment, like, he's doing a lot of the words, right, and I'm doing a lot of the music, right, but
anyways, we go around his house and right, knock
and
it
we
up.
Just sit
yeah,
up
and they try and get in my room. Dopey lines, like, pensions or something.
He's our final filtering service.
And when you
don't listen to this, Drew.
It's great. That's the end.